You're listening to Art Hounds.
Art Hounds.
On Minnesota Public Radio News. Hi, my name is Scotty Reynolds. I'm the Artistic Director of Mixed Precipitation and the Picnic Operetta, and I work at the Interact Center for Visual and Performing Arts. Coming up for 2 weekends at Public Functioning Art Gallery in Northeast Minneapolis, there's the premiere of a new opera by Minnesota composer Damon Strange and poet Vanessa Fuentes, adapting a story inspired by the life of Alberta King, that's the mother of Martin Luther King Jr. It's a story about activism and the civil rights movement, and it's really fun to see premieres of contemporary classical music in our own community. Opera Works 52 is the collaboration of Vanessa Fuentes and Damon Strange, and their mission is really great. They want to shed light on Black stories and GLBTQ stories, stories that are often left out of the opera canon. A premiere like this in Minnesota is really exciting. The big classical music and opera companies don't include voices like this in their season or often their commissioning programs, and we get to see it right in a great Minneapolis neighborhood at a time when stories about activism and especially women-led coalitions are something that we witness in our own local headlines and national headlines, and seeing and hearing great, thrilling music by some great instrumentalists and singers that brings these characters to life is going to be an awesome summer treat. Mother King opens 1 week from tonight on July 20th and runs through July 29th at Public Functionary Art Gallery in Northeast Minneapolis.
Hello, I'm Megan Shuey, and I'm the Executive Director of Red Wing Downtown Main Street in Red Wing, Minnesota. I'm excited for the Rolling River Music Festival this Saturday, July 15th, from 5 to 10 p.m. The music festival is presented by the Sheldon Theater and has an Americana theme this year, with three remarkable bands that blend country, rock and roll, and folk. Horseplay, a local band out of Belle Plaine, will open, followed by Sam Lewis, who has toured with Chris Stapleton, and Girls, Guns, and Glory will round out the night. The event is free and is set in Central Park in Red Wing's bandshell, so bring a blanket and some lawn chairs.
Well, I'm waiting for the time it takes to wait on you.
I'm most looking forward to Sam Lewis, whose voice and lyrics are warm like a buttered rum sauce.
Yeah, I'm waiting on you.
For more information, head to sheldontheater.org and click on events.
Looking through the darkness at the shadow.
Hi, my name's Kathy Ferran, and for 20 years I worked at In the Heart of the Beast Puppet and Mask Theater. Puppeteers from across the country and around the globe are converging on St. Paul for the 2017 Puppeteers of America National Puppetry Festival. Starting Monday, there's going to be a ton of imaginative shows for kids and families, as well as distinctive and cutting-edge shows for adults. Minneapolis and St. Paul are a hotbed of puppet activity, and in fact, the national headquarters for the Puppeteers of America is right here in Minneapolis. Well, the big thing, of course, is that the opportunity to see work from around the world, work that is new and different and uses puppetry to convey messages that can't be conveyed in speech or through live action necessarily. The Puppetry Festival starts Monday, July 17th, and runs through Saturday, July 22nd. For more information or to get tickets, go to nationalpuppetryfest.org.